Violent protests today in Hong Kong left at least two people in critical condition. Two different and disturbing scenes were captured in videos posted online. In one, a black-clad protester was shot at close range by a police officer. And earlier in the day, a man said to be a Chinese government supporter was doused in some kind of flammable liquid and set on fire after an argument with protesters. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam spoke at a news conference today and said that protesters have crossed a line. The actions by rioters have far exceeded the call for democracy, Lam said. They are now the enemy of the people. And while Hong Kong activists see themselves as defenders of the people, they're having an intense debate about what sorts of tactics they should be using. Casey Wong is a visual artist and an educator who's been out in the streets supporting the protests.
5 years ago, we're seeing the traditional civil disobedience, which is kind of like Martin Luther King, Gandhi style of protest, which is you break the law and then you sit and wait for the police to come and catch you. Now we are into the new era of uncivil disobedience.
So just clarify, do you feel like violence needs to be a tool now in the toolbox in addition to these other nonviolent strategies?
Violence is a tool. It's like calling a martial artist a violent person. Somebody actually asked Bruce Lee, you know, if somebody punched him in the face, what would he do? You know, he answered by, if somebody punched me in the face, I would take it as a question. You know, I'll either block it or punch back.
But will punching back work? Pro-democracy leader Agnes Chow in Hong Kong says among the protesters, there's a range of opinions.
In this protest, there are no leaders, so all participants of the protest always discuss strategy on the internet, usually on internet forum and also in social media. So, of course, there are also a lot of debates. But when the government show no respect to public opinion after we use peaceful way, even we have 2 million Hong Kong people, that is a quarter of the population of Hong Kong on the street. When the government show no respect to public opinion, more and more people, even not only young people, but a lot of people who used to support peaceful way, they started to support more radical ways to impose more pressure to the government.
Agnes, aren't you worried about being on the streets of Hong Kong given the increase in violence and all these suspicions about who's out there?
Confronting such a strong and powerful regime and confronting police who would always abuse their power and torture normal citizens, I would not say I'm not afraid. It would be a lie if I said I'm not afraid at all. But I would be more afraid if Hong Kong people give up. I'll be more afraid if we lose freedom, if we lose our home, because I could see many young people on the front line using their bravery, using their courage to fight for the freedom of Hong Kong. And they are ready to sacrifice even their life to fight for a better future for Hong Kong. If Hong Kong people give up, Hong Kong would definitely become a police state, and there will be no freedom, no human right, no one country, two system in Hong Kong, and it would not be Hong Kong anymore.
So I hear your determination, Agnes, and yet surrounding you, like earlier today, this stunning drama where a pro-Beijing supporter was doused in some kind of flammable liquid set on fire after an argument with protesters. I mean, things are getting really, really tense. What is your biggest worry right now?
Some behavior from the protesters' side are sometimes not proportional, and there are a lot of discussion and debates about it already on the internet forum, and many protesters are trying to improve next time. But I just hope that people would also see the real violence is from the regime, that they try to use the power, they try to use money, they try to use violence to suppress all of the democratic ideas in Hong Kong. It makes a lot of Hong Kong people very angry. That's why they have such hatred towards police or people who are supporting police. But there are still a lot of debates and discussion on the internet about that behavior, and I hope that we could improve together.
Hong Kong pro-democracy activist Agnes Chow, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you so much.